Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's a glimmer of returning to a state of normalcy anyway. Veteran cross country, Hoosier track and field coach Ron Helmer will be busy with both sports this month. In cross country, the Big Ten Championships set for over in Shelbyville on the 30th, and indoor track and field gets going on the 16th at Michigan for the Hoosiers. They've been meeting the challenges, especially the cross country kids, since last fall.
Our kids have trained really, really well, really, really hard. You know, and just an example, we sent our kids home for a couple of weeks at Christmas time, and anytime you send them home and bring them back and have to go through the testing protocols,
right?
You know, any one of a number of things could happen, but you would certainly anticipate an uptick in tests. But we've got 100 kids on our indoor team, men and women together, probably 75 or 80 of them in our testing protocol. And we had one positive when they came back from Christmas. So they came back here ready to go to work. And so that kind of focus is pretty unusual and very much appreciated by our coaching staff.
In his 14th year, the veteran cross-country track and field coach for Indiana U, Ron Helmer. Our thought for this Wednesday, you have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, now armed with back-to-back conference wins, it's on the road for two, starting Thursday night at the Kohl Center against Wisconsin. Just back to Monday night and that 8-point win over Maryland. Indiana now is 13-2 in games when Trace Jackson Davis records a double, which he did, 22-15, 15th time in his career. But Race Thompson put forth one as well. And as Archie Miller was telling us,
Race Thompson, to me, was the catalyst for our team all night long. You know, he was the one guy who kind of from the beginning all the way to the end, you know, really made a lot of different type of plays, especially on the offensive glass, and helped make us go. When we got the cushion, you know, we had been there, I think, the last three or four games, you know, where we've had a four-point lead or a six-point lead, or, you know, it's a one-possession game with about eight to go, nine to go, and we'd cave. And we didn't cave. We did a better job defensively of closing.
And that'll become vital, obviously, if Indiana entertains any upset thoughts against the Badgers on Thursday night. By the way, Race, 4 of 7 from the floor, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 13 points, 11 rebounds, second double-double, both this season for Race Thompson. Our thought for the day, don't tell people how to do things, tell them what to do and let them surprise you with their results. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.